It's 10 to 8. Good morning. It's breakfast on BBC Radio Kent with John and Maggie. Let's return to our top story now. A Christian magistrate from Kent has been reprimanded after objecting to a gay couple adopting a child. Richard Page from Maidstone expressed his views behind closed doors during an adoption case. He ended up being reported to a watchdog called the Judicial Conduct Investigations Office, was forced to undergo equality training and was reprimanded by the Lord Chancellor and the Lord Chief Justice. BBC Radio Kent's Sam Datter's been to meet Richard.
I was in a family court situation, and my job as a magistrate is to do what is best for the child. And I felt that it is natural for a child to be brought up by a mother and a father, because that's the natural way in which children are born. And I made that comment, and the fact that I was a Christian, and about a week later I was brought up by the court for having, as they say, being prejudiced, in my view, when there was a gay couple who were wanting to adopt a child.
And your comments, were they made in open court, as it were?
No, this is all to the magistrate. We were just looking at a social worker's report of their recommendation on who should adopt a baby. The parents weren't there and the adoptive parents weren't there.
Do you stand by what you said?
Yes, I do. I've been told that in the Equality Act, that although obviously my religious beliefs are allowed, a single-sex situation actually has to go on top of that. Although I've also been informed by my lawyer, my barrister, that when it gets to the European Court of Human Rights, they actually don't agree with that.
You mentioned your lawyer there. Are you taking this case further, or is it more or less settled now as far as you're concerned?
So far as I know, it's just about confirmed. I've been reprimanded by the Lord Chancellor and the Lord Chief Justice, and told that I can stay in the family court, but I had to have some retraining.
Do you agree with the reprimand that you've been given?
Well, I have to accept that. I don't really think that they understood my position. They took the fact that I was a Christian and being prejudiced rather than the actual questions that I was making about the particular situation, which obviously I can't go into in detail.
Are you allowed in court to let your personal religious beliefs and opinions affect what is essentially a legal matter?
Well, you obviously, you know, according to the oath, and what we're supposed to do is to do what is right by the law, and not be prejudiced and not have a view about different people who are in front of you. And I would say that was what I was doing, because in the family court, in this particular situation, it isn't what is good for the parents that I'm supposed to be doing. What I'm supposed to be doing is what I consider to be right for the child. What is best for a child is to be having a mother and a father.
You're obviously allowed to continue as a magistrate, you're allowed to continue in the family court. Will you continue to do so, or has this tarnished your view of the system?
Well, at the moment, I'm not back in the family court. That's still got to go through the process. I'm just still in the adult court.
And do you think eventually you will make a return to the family court?
Well, I hope so. I don't. That's obviously up to the system.
How do you think your beliefs tie in with being a magistrate and having to look objectively at the law?
I accept the fact that I have to make my decisions according to the law. That's regardless of whether I think the law is right or whatever it is. That's being a magistrate is that's what you have to do. But as I've said, is that what I considered, and I don't think people would disagree with me, is that what I was needing to do was what was best for the child. And that's not a criminal law. This was a civil situation. Obviously, what is best for the child does have a little bit of your own opinion, if you like, in your own background and your own thought processes, rather than just what is illegal.
Magistrate Richard Page talking to BBC Radio Kent's Sam Datter. Just after the news at 8 o'clock, we'll be speaking to Nick Fry, a lawyer from the legal firm Binmans, about the issues surrounding this case. And in a statement, a spokesman for the Judicial Conduct Investigations Office said Mr. Page, whilst sitting in the family court, was found to have been influenced by his religious beliefs and not by the evidence. They said the Lord Chancellor and Lord Chief Justice felt this amounted to serious misconduct.